caring for sick or aging parents.
Schedules are important.
Do we want to put them in a facility? Both of our parents were in comas at times.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
finishing the year strong.
It's not too late to lose weight in 2017.
Get you an accountability partner.
When your space is cluttered, your mind is cluttered.
Don't ever, ever give up. Hey, homies.
What up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast. Woo woo.
Welcome back.
Well, we are super excited about this week's topic, which is all about finishing the year strong. And you may be thinking, you guys did a kickoff the year podcast. Y'all have done all these different ones. But, you know, just like a sports team reevaluates after All-Star break, we just wanted to remind the homies that even though we're recording this in early November, there's still 6 weeks left in the year and lots of time to get a lot of stuff done.
Exactly. And I've had so many conversations with people where they feel like the year has gone by so fast. So many of the homies are saying things like, can you believe it's already Thanksgiving? You know, oh my goodness, you know, 2017.
Or as our niece says, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Hey, Reagan. Thanksgiving. But like, it's, they're in a daze. And that makes me think that maybe they haven't gotten all their goals done. And even if they have, they have some more goals for the year that they haven't been able to get done. And so we want to talk about how to achieve some goals and close out the year in a good way.
Beat the holiday slump.
Yes, beat the holiday slump. Okay, let's get into it.
Let's get it. The first thing I would say is, if you haven't achieved all of your goals or you've fallen a little short, here's a great time to reset and set some six-week mini goals to hit for the end of the year. So take a look at what you've done and then try to do a reset and get yourself going that way.
Oh, that's it. So basically you're saying go back and reread your goals that you had at the top of the year and see sort of where you are and which ones you could do something about.
So if you wanted to lose 50 pounds, maybe, and you haven't lost any of that weight, maybe now the goal is to lose 12 pounds between now and the end of the year. Maybe the goal is to lose 10 pounds, but reset those goals.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so I was going to say that was actually one of my tips, but further down. So let me just jump into that. It's not too late to lose weight in 2017. So that was going to be one of my things. I mean, most of the time people have weight loss as one of their goals. Then I see a lot of people already on Facebook, on social media, sort of giving up on weight loss, like the year is already done and they're committed to like gaining weight during the holidays. And so one of the things I think you could set as a goal is I'm going to take off, you know, something small, like you said, it's 6 weeks left. I'm going to take off 10 pounds before the year is over. Or better yet, I'm not going to gain any more weight this year.
I'm going to stay where I am.
So maintain through the holidays, because studies show that people tend to gain weight during the holidays because there's, you know, 'tis the season. There's all kind of parties and fellowship and fun. And so it could just be that you set a goal for yourself of not to gain any weight.
And I would say that that is not a consolation prize at all, because, you know, for me, I call it being on holiday party tour with all of the law firms, the CPA firms. And as Demetra and I like to joke, and there's a martini and crab cakes at every place that you go.
Yeah,
so
exactly,
and then
right.
You go home and then we're going to eat turkey and dressing and macaroni and cheese and all this heavy food. And so maintaining your weight may not necessarily be a consolation prize.
Yep. And the best way to do that, I would say, is just get yourself in some type of exercise routine, and then you will be in that before all of the, B likes to call them, the New Year's resolutioners at the gym.
Correct. All right. What you got next?
Okay. So then my next tip, I guess now is going to be our third tip, is I was going to say, try to remove small distractions. Or eliminate little annoyances. So you've had things on your to-do list that you've been meaning to do. Maybe it's your license needs to be renewed, or your tags have are expired.
You still haven't done your taxes.
You still haven't done your taxes. I don't consider that a small annoyance. Or something like the light bulb is out in the backyard, or you've been meaning to call the electrician. Just something, a couple of little small annoyances that have been around the house, around the office, that you've had on the list. Go ahead and knock those out at the end of the year.
I think this is a great tip because I always act like I'm still on college, in college, and I basically take off from work Christmas Eve through the first of the year. And I always use that as an opportunity to get some of these, because I don't have a honey that lives with me, a honey-do list done. And it does give you a tremendous sense of satisfaction to start your place with, or start some, you know, tasks with those things accomplished. Now you're not going into the new year with needing to get your license renewed, or you've been meaning to clean out the garage, or if you're like me, I've got a whole bag of toys for kids that I've been meaning to donate that I haven't taken, you know, things like that. So I think this is a really good tip.
Because little things take up lots of mental bandwidth. So it's no different than when we talked about in the productivity episode that when you get something done, you get a sense of accomplishment by checking it off. Same thing. And that gives you the way to start the year with a clear mind.
So, okay. So small steps add up. Do something each day or what have you. All right. Well, the other one that I have that we talked a lot about this in our time management podcast episode, which is prioritize the most important things that you can still accomplish by the end of the year, and then schedule it out, whatever that may be. You know, so like Demetra said, if it's weight loss, then schedule. I'm going to the gym at this time for, you know, this many days. Not I'm going to make it to the gym 3 days a week. No, I'm going to go to the gym on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5:30 a.m. or whatever it may be. Schedule it out, because what we have found is that what's in your calendar, you have a better shot at getting that accomplished. Whatever that may be, get it scheduled, get it prioritized.
Oh, that's great, because I remember after that podcast that we both started using the MIT, the most important task of the day. So maybe you should set... all the homies should set a most important task of the remainder of the year and
love
make sure you get that done.
Love it.
Okay, so my next one is clear out your space. So same
clutter-free.
Thing. Clutter-free. Anybody who knows me knows I am pretty neat. I just like
that's
a
being,
neat space.
That's being polite. Demetri is low-key OCD.
Right, but there is, you know, I read a book lately by Marie Kondo, and we'll put it in the homie store, that's called The Life-Changing Mind of Tidying Up. But there is something, too, when your space is cluttered, your mind is cluttered. So, again, get your space clear. Clean your closet out. Clean your car out. Maybe you haven't washed your car all year. Maybe it's time to wash the car out. Maybe you're, so you'll find your kids' french fries underneath the seat and things like that. Start your year with a clean car. Clear out your space.
Yeah, I just went on a trip this past weekend to someplace cold. And as you know, as the homies know, I live in Florida. And when I reached in my pocket, in my coat that I probably haven't worn since last Christmas or what have you, when I was home, I found like $40 in my like a lip gloss I've been looking for. So decluttering will sometimes, you get pleasant surprises from doing it as well, is my point.
That's why you might be pleasantly surprised and find some cash.
So my next tip is, you know, have an accountability partner. There are a lot of times that we're trying to go it alone. Sometimes we don't like to have accountability partners because when we're honest with ourselves, we're not quite ready to get going on that task. But having the accountability partner really does make a difference, for somebody to say, hey, you said you were going to get in the office at 8 o'clock every morning, and that person reach out to you via text or call you. Hey girl, it's 7:50. You in the car? You on your way to the office? So, and it's not, accountability doesn't just have to be for the big things like weight loss. We just went to my aunt's, hey Aunt Sharon, retirement party after 30 something years at Allstate. And what it really struck me is, you know, for her daily devotional, that she had a prayer partner each morning that she was able to have an account. An accountability partner makes a difference. Get you an accountability partner
in everything, like you said, whether that is to get you out the door on time, so you have somebody you talk to on your way to work, or somebody you want to pray with every morning, or somebody you want to meet at the gym. All of it. I love that. My next point is have meaningful conversations. You know, life is really short. It's unpromised. And so if you have things you've been wanting to say to someone, make sure you try to get it done before the end of the year. And I'm not just talking about the heavy conversations that are hard to have, like, you know, you hurt my feelings, or, you know, I don't want to be your friend anymore. I'm also talking about the good conversations that you've been meaning to tell someone for a long time. Like, you really inspired me to go to grad school, or to submit for that promotion, or to be a Delta. I'm inspired by you, or I'm grateful for you. You know, you really helped me through a difficult time, and I never really took the time to really stop and say thank you in a real meaningful way. So I would say have important conversations.
And that that's great, and that really moves nicely into my next point, which was uses as an opportunity to connect and deepen or expand relationships, both professionally and personally. We all think that we have time to get that cup of coffee or have that lunch. And the end of the year, people's schedules don't tend to be as crowded with meetings. And that's a good time to schedule a lunch with that friend that you've been meaning to catch up with, or get your kids together. It's also an easier time to get through gatekeepers for work, because a lot of times they're not as diligent, you know, or they're off work, and you can get to that prospect or that client that you've been trying to connect with. So I said use this as an opportunity to check in and schedule those meetings.
That's funny. I had that as a tip too. I had it as reconnect with people. And I guess I would just add to that, since I had the same tip, and it might just be some quiet time within your own family. So, you know, one of the things that I love about the holidays is there's a lot of downtime, and we have this tradition with my mom that's really sort of like an unofficial tradition where we sit around and watch cheesy holiday movies, you know, with my mom. And it's one of my favorite things that we do. And you might want to think about that. If you have felt like, I haven't had a time to sit down with my best friend, I haven't seen her, or I haven't had time to really reconnect with my kids, I feel like we've been running all these kind of activities, you might want to take one of those days and not schedule anything, and sit in your PJs and drink cocoa and watch, you know, a holiday movie, or, you know, play Monopoly with the kids or something like that. So I definitely had reconnection as a tip as well. So my next tip was, and I'm a sucker for this, do something good for someone. You know, the holidays are, you hear me say this all the time, 'tis the season.
Demetria is listening to holiday music right now.
I slept in my holiday pajamas last night. I'm in full-fledged holiday
mode. She's basically an elf.
One of the things that makes me food. Exactly. I am D-Elf. D-E-E, capital E-L-F. One of the things that I love about the holidays, though, is that people tend to be more generous. And you should try it if you haven't. You know, this is the time to, you know, go through your closet and give away some clothes, or go down to the soup kitchen, or go to the food bank. I mean, it's just a really good time to get into the whole idea of peace on earth, goodwill to everybody. It is appealing. Turning the universe around for you and doing something is not only good for your karma, but it is so good for your mental and emotional
well-being. I love that. Do something. Giving always makes you feel better, even if it is small gestures, you know, paying for somebody else's gas, or, you know, the laundry ticket for the person at the dry cleaners in the line before you, or the cup of coffee. It's just, giving makes you feel better, and does not have to be huge, big, grand gestures that can make each little place, each world a little better. But more importantly, give you some inner peace and make you feel good. So that's a great tip. My next tip is something that Demetria always talks about, which I'm going to say, let go of perfection. She would say, grace yourself.
Grace right? yourself.
And so I think that, you know, what we don't want the homies to do with this exercise after they listen to this podcast is to think, I can't finish the year strong because I haven't been diligent throughout the year, and I have all these overcoming things to do, which is why we talked about resetting those goals, setting them into small things, making small changes, but give yourself some grace. Okay, we didn't hit everything that we had, but I bet you also probably had some unexpected curveball in life that might have prevented you. Someone got sick, or you had a new job, or there was a financial crisis, or who knows. So give yourself some grace. Let go of the perfection.
I love that. I love that. That is exactly a good way to end the episode. You know, give yourself some grace, set some new goals, and knock it out the
park. Right. And then if we're talking about ending the episode, it kind of doesn't matter if you miss all of your goals. It matters whether or not you give up. Remember that old adage that everybody that's at the gym is lapping everybody that's on the couch. Don't worry about if the people at the gym are lapping you. Don't give up. In my Jim Valvano voice, don't give up. Don't ever give up.
That's right. Don't give up. Which is why we call the episode, You Can Finish the Year Strong. So it's not about what you haven't accomplished, you know, January through October. This is about what you're going to do these last 6 weeks.
So wait, D. What are you going to do differently? Let the homies know what you're going to do differently.
I actually started my goals for the year about 2 months ago. One of my goals was to lose some weight. I've already done that, and I've already lost, you know, a substantial amount of weight. That was a big thing for me, as I did not want to start the year with the idea of, once again, with the New Year's resolution of weight loss. And so that was a big thing for me. That was probably my MIT for the year.
So for me, is my resetting for the end of the year is I had set a goal at the beginning of the year to get quiet time with God each morning, and was so intermittent with that. And so I am planning to refocus and using this the last 6 weeks to make sure that I get that quiet time in each and every single morning.
Do you need an accountability partner for that?
I do. So any homies want to be my... Any homies
want to
be
my...
I'll
check in with you and make sure you done got with the Lord and had a little talk with Jesus and
done
that. That's a great goal. That's right. That's a great goal.
All righty. So thank you so much. Happy holidays.
And, you know, as always, if you have any topics that you would like us to cover, please feel free to email us at questions@corporatehomie. Homie is H-O-M-I-E. If you have some general info or just want us to speak somewhere, you can email us at info@corporatehomie. And you can always find us on the website.
Right. We appreciate everybody listening. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies. All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.